We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio.com.
The 14th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft. The Miami Dolphins select Devontae Parker, wide receiver, Louisville. With the 13th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Laremy Tunsil, tackle, Ole Miss.
There we go.
With the 22nd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Charles Harris, defensive end, Missouri. With the 11th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Minkah Fitzpatrick, defensive back, Alabama. With the 13th pick in the NFL Draft,
the Miami Dolphins select.
That's how we start our 7 o'clock hour this morning on the getting ready for the first round of the NFL Draft tonight, 8 o'clock. You, by the way, can see it on, let me see, NFL Network, ESPN,
yes.
ABC,
yes.
And 560 WQA.
That's right.
You hear it right here. We'll have a little bit of everything, and of course, focusing on what is going on with the Dolphins. And you know what we get tonight, right? Wow, we didn't think he was still going to be on the board.
That's it. Always happens,
How
right?
many teams say, wow, huh, we were surprised he was still on the board. He slipped down, and obviously that changed things a little bit for us. We just couldn't pass on this, and we're fired up because that happened with Minkah.
That's right. Yeah, he was.
Minkah's one of those guys like, wow, yeah. We thought he was going to San Fran. Holy smokes. So we'll find out what happens tonight. And quarterback, you know what the needs are on the team. We've beaten it up. And I always say this, fans know anyway. You don't have to tell hardcore fans what their teams have, right? In any sport that they like. They're following them. They know. Like, all right, we got rid of Juwan James. We need a right tackle. Left guard. We got rid of our three veteran defensive ends, so we got to get a pass rusher there. We are shorthanded defensive tackle a year ago.
Need another
when
body there.
We just decided to get rid of a guy that wanted to play more because he told some coaches to F off, and we got rid of him, which still not – I would have to disagree with that. And, again, I'm not trying – today's not a day to bring up old stuff, but Jordan Phillips – I probably would have kept him and said, let's deal with this. And
that's it.
Try to get this under control, get everybody on the same page instead of...
Fix the problem instead of just cut a guy. That's it.
Yeah, you're done. Coach, we're shorthanded defensive tackle. You got a you're done plan?
No.
So...
Two young guys.
So you need some pass rushers.
Yeah.
And whether you need to get it, and I give it a little flexibility because Brian Flores is going to run... If you saw the Patriots playing the playoffs, got a pretty good idea of all the creative things they do and putting guys and moving them around, and nobody just stays in one spot on that defense.
No.
So,
do we have a Trey Flowers on this team? Do we need a Trey Flowers type of player?
You want to get a Trey Flowers, and or you know they've always had really good defensive tackles. Mm-hmm. They've always had big guys up front that you know get
control the middle
control
of the line. That's
the
it.
The line of scrimmage. Yeah. So, saying all that, and of course, the quarterback. And do you like any of these four guys today? We're going to find out. And if not, we get another shot at Josh Rosen. Could have had him last year. You told me you didn't like him because of Ryan Tannehill love affair. Do you like him this time around?
For a little bit cheaper of a price.
I don't know. Do you like him in the second round?
Yeah.
Do you like him in a third round? Do you like him in with our third pick and maybe have to throw in another pick? Do you like him then?
Would you be upset if the Dolphins gave him the second round pick for Josh Rosen?
Just counts on how strong. No, I was thinking third round. Yeah. I like him at third round, but I don't know if third round's going to do it.
That's what I'm saying, because we the dream scenario is they call up and say, pick. We'll take 78 for him. That'd be great.
Now, listen, if they'd like a 2020 pick since we're loading up and we like Josh, then that second round pick, let's do that.
Okay.
We got a lot of holes, man.
A lot, and I know
by
that.
By the way, by what we've gotten rid of tells me we can't be giving up a lot of draft picks.
No, we need them.
We need them, and I know we need them. By the way, I'd love in a perfect scenario, just so everybody knows, it's not like I'm against Josh Rosen. I would love if we got Josh Rosen, he came in and was really good.
Of course.
I don't think he can be great because his team's not overall great, but I would like to see him where you see enough to go, we got our guy. We got our guy.
You don't have to worry about a top pick next year being one of those guys.
We're in good shape. Let's start building around this guy. This son of a gun can play.
He's a Miami guy. But isn't that the Haskins thing at 13 also? If he is still there, you take him now at 13 and not have to worry about all of next year's draft.
Well, Zach, if any of these guys, and I don't know, and I'm not sitting in here telling this team what they need to do. They're the ones over there putting a lot of money and time and effort in this thing year round. This Rosen and Sam Darnold thing goes back to last year when they flew a bunch of guys out when we were playing two games out there and spent a day at USC and a day at UCLA. So they know Josh Rosen. They got to, that's where you go on those trips and you beat, you don't just watch tape. You get to know him a little bit and
spend some time with the guy
and talk to some other people around him and see what everybody's saying. I would love for that. And by the way, I'm a big fan of that kid at Ohio State. I don't care what anybody. I've heard, different things about him. Dwayne Haskins. They always show that one throw down the middle of the field where he looks a guy off and then he zips one right down the middle. And I'm thinking, my God, that's a big old-time NFL throw. And then people go, well, don't get too excited. Look at how much time he has to throw. And I go, well, you can say that about Kyler Murray, too. We're going to go with best offensive lines. I mean, but Dwayne Haskins just got – he's not a runner. Not a runner at all, but he can slide around the pocket good enough. This is all he's ever played as quarterback. So I do like him. I'm not quitting on him today. I just don't think we're going to get him. And I'm not so sure – the Dolphins are really high on him. I don't know if it's...
And if they're not, they're not.
You can nitpick, by the
way.
Sure.
Of all these guys.
We can nitpick on just about... Have we ever had the perfect guy coming out where the scouting report is perfect?
I think...
Because we've had some guys end up being damn good guys that you could have said perfect.
But the last guy that I think was the clear-cut number one, oh my God, everybody wants him, was Andrew Luck. Was the guy a couple of years ago that everybody... The Suck for Luck campaign. What's wrong with this guy? Nothing. He throw the ball well downfield. He loves doing this. That was the guy, and he ended up being a really good player, barring a couple injuries where he missed some time. But that's the guy. Kyle Murray's not that guy. So Haskins isn't that guy.
So Kyler Murray apparently yesterday missed a charity event. He didn't get in town.
Bad luck.
But so people are going, oh, this is what?
No, it's going to not affect his draft status.
Missed his charity event? Yeah. Are we nitpicking that much?
Yeah.
Like if you want to get on these 5'10 and you're worried about him in the pocket with 6'5 and 6'6 guys on both sides of the ball as the pocket's collapsing, he can't see, that's legit. But we're going to get on a guy that he missed a charity event? Guess what? It won't be the last one he misses or either forgets about, doesn't feel like doing, or has somebody call on his behalf at the last second. That happens every day.
Yeah, but it's still a bad look for him a little bit. 21 of the 22 prospects that are up there in Nashville were at this charity event, and the one notable guy that was not there and missing was him, and then you find out a little while later, or a couple hours later, he flew on a private jet with Lincoln Riley and his family. It's just a bad look.
Yeah.
It's a charity event. Show up for it. All the other guys are there. Big deal. But, yeah, it's a bad look. But that's not going to affect him going number one or not.
Yeah. But people are bringing that stuff up.
Because you're right. What happens during the draft? You want to talk about the X-ray machine on each guy.
Well, they got on him about some of his interviews, too, that he came off like
Like, a little smug?
Not everybody's going to have – everybody's got a little different personality. You're not going to have a bunch of con artists in there going, hey, coach, good to see you, and I see you brought Dan Marino today. Mr. Marino, huge fan, my friend. Still remember the 83 season. Now, hey,
I know.
It's not Wally Cleaver, man. No. Sitting there. I mean, come on.
Wally Cleaver, good reference.
Guys got to get in. You got to see him.
I just think it was a bad look for him yesterday, but it has nothing to do with his draft stuff. Unless you just think he's got D-bag.
How about he just wanted
him
to wait and go, I'm taking that Oklahoma plane in.
Took the private
instead
jet.
Of taking a private plane. I mean, instead of driving, flying first class or.
Why fly first class when you could take the Oklahoma jet?
So he said, listen, I'm just going to be late. Take a little hit on this, coach. Yeah. I'm going with you. What kind of food we have? What do we bring? Steaks? Bringing some nice steaks on there.
Right, that's right.
What are we eating, coach, on the way while we're talking? By the way, coach, a lot of teams want you in the NFL, too. How long are you staying here with Oklahoma? He goes, I just got one of the top quarterbacks in here. I'm fine. Plus a transfer from Alabama.
About that. Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray to Jalen Hurts. Not a bad three-year run at quarterback for your team.
I think they got the top dual-threat quarterback in the country.
Yeah, so
they
when Jalen leaves.
They had to call him and said, listen, you got to be patient. We got Jalen, and he's going to start. You're the guy after this, so get ready. It's your show. Now, a lot of guys might leave. He's going, hell no. I got to be here at three anyway. I'll play two.
I got 1 year to sit behind Jalen Hurts. That's it. And then it's my job.
I will say one thing, too, and I've said this more than once. If you're a top-notch quarterback, whether you're just a passer and a little bit of a runner or both, and you find out Oklahoma wants you to be the quarterback.
Sign me up.
Back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners. We'll see what they do with this guy this year, who looked to be a lot better at the end of last year, but he wasn't going to play. He's going to play that same role. Wait for blowouts. It's incredible.
Doing a good job there with those guys.
Look at the numbers. Put those numbers together. The Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield.
Ridiculous. That's why you win two Heisman trophies.
You win a Heisman, that just gives you, like, they're looking at that coach going, wow. And then, does that system, could it work at the pro level? We got to go to break here, man. Chris Landry's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to check in with Kim Bocamper later on, too. Big Bo is working for CBS this weekend, so he's up in Nashville, which, by the way, looks like a really cool.
Wow, what a party, man.
They got a lot of those country groups up there going to be performing. I saw they were teasing that.
Well, half of them live up in Nashville anyway.
Well, that's why they're
just
doing
bring them
the
out for a couple
country
days.
Thing. So that will should be a hell of a party up there for anybody going up there. Got to keep Big Bo sober up there so he can stay focused. Mm. Now, Bo can play hurt a little bit.
Okay.
Bo, a little hangover. He happens to stay out a little bit late. He's fine.
Tonight's going to be a late night.
He's a little old school. You don't have to worry about that with him at all. All right, we got a lot more on the draft coming up, and don't forget, we want to find out if you got a little general manager, you got strong thoughts on who you want the Dolphins to take. You can join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. How about two names? Not one, but two names of guys you think will be there at 13, or if they slide down, might take later on in the first round. See how you do. See how knowledgeable you are about this whole thing, which I haven't done very well. Mm. The last guy I hit ended up hurting his knee the first couple of weeks and never ended up playing again.
Oh,
out
good.
Of
yeah,
I didn't do.
Don't give me any names, though.
So. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
I do love that sound. Listen up next week. It's that time again where we give away a chance to win $1,000 a day between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. This year, giving you a chance to take home Dono's Dollars. He's moved to middays. He's got some extra cash hanging around, so you could take it right from him. So it'll be a national contest brought to you by Anajar. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. Win Dono's Dollars starting next week right here on 560 FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, a radio.com sports station.
Dono's Dollars.
Very nice.
Jeez,
Dono,
man. Strong.
Yeah.
Strong.
I'm not giving away any of my dollars.
No. He's obviously getting a little help from the station here, but good stuff. By the way, Before you get to this football stuff, so much for Golden State and Houston looking at each other right now because the Clippers go, no, we're going to go in and beat you again in the Bay Area. And they did. The Clippers beat Golden State 129-121. If you saw the game, Golden State came all the way back to actually take the lead for a second. But Sweet Lou Williams, 33 points off the bench, and this thing is not over. And by the way, it was on a night where the big three scored 91 points.
Yeah, they shouldn't lose games like that, right?
Durant had a huge game and a nice supporting game from Thompson and Steph Curry. Not good enough. So we're going game six back to L.A., and Houston, meanwhile, took care of business last night. They finished off Utah 100-93, so that series is over. So now we're waiting on two series going on, San Antonio, and see what happens with Denver and San Antonio. And then we've got another game coming up, at least one more, between the Clippers and Golden State. Can you imagine that thing? They lose that, and they got to come back for Game 7
to Oracle?
Golden State.
No, no.
Where, by the way, Golden State has now lost two in a row to the Clippers, and that doesn't happen a lot. Something ain't right with this team, man. They go, well, when they're really good, they're good, but they don't always get up. Like, if you can't get up to finish somebody off last night.
At home.
The 8 seed.
Yeah, come on.
And they don't fear you at all. And I know Steve Kerr was letting them have it last night after the game, but, man, there's something. Houston, I'm telling you, Houston's going to have a really good chance to beat them unless you just think – Golden State's just going to wake up. If they win this series, going to wake up. It's hard to imagine
Golden State losing. I know. I've said it for all season long. I don't think a team could beat Golden State four times in a seven-game series. Man, I would have never thought if that was going to happen to be the Clippers.
I thought they were ready to go fishing last night.
Yeah.
I thought Clippers were like, all right, honey, I'll be home. We'll get our stuff together. We're going to go on a little trip.
Barkley before the game. They said, what do you think is going to happen tonight? They go, oh, the Clippers are going to be in Maui by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, he was already talking about them going fishing in Hawaii, and I'm it's probably going to end tonight. I'll tell you what, they got no answer for Lou Williams. And Lou Williams comes off the bench. He played, 34 minutes?
How old is Lou Williams now?
Lou Williams got to be 110 years old. That six-man award's going to be named after him.
Find out what Lou does, like, in the off season, like his workout or what he's doing or his gene pool, because he
just seems to play better. And he comes off the bench. Joe, 34 minutes he played. And 33 points, which is great. But he also had 10 assists.
Yeah.
Like, he's all over the place.
We're going to have to rename him. They didn't get much out of their starters. But, yeah, when Lou, like, just give him, like you said, six-man of the year.
Give me the Lou Williams Award.
Jeez, it's just been unbelievable for a guy. They supposedly lost their best player to Philadelphia, but you'd have never known it by the way they're playing right now.
I can't imagine this Clippers team right now in this series with Tobias Harris also. Like, they're winning without him.
Yeah. No.
I can't imagine you had another good player to this Clippers team.
Stephen A. came out, and, you know, he is connected to the NBA, and he says he thinks two top free agents, and I think we can put them 1-2, Kevin Durant.
Klay Thompson.
And
right?
Kawhi Leonard.
Going
to the Clippers.
Can you imagine that?
That all of a sudden puts them right there towards the top if those guys go. And are willing to play together. And it's so weird because you never think Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. First of all, you don't see Kawhi Leonard with anybody. He's kind of like outside the whole fraternity. Yeah. Guys talk to him. He doesn't have much to say. And then we got the East anyway to find out what that's going to look
like. That's going to be so much fun.
We get to the free agency stuff and try to figure out how fun and who's going to come out of the East and, hell, who's going to come out of the West at this point with all this crazy stuff going on. So Golden State lose their second game. They're now up in this series 3-2. And, of course, we got the draft tonight, and everything – Commissioner's got to be very happy right now because he asked, no matter what you're doing, Arizona – I don't want you to let anybody know, and for anybody you're dealing with, there had to be something sent to whole league. Don't screw this up. We want drama. We want the unknown. We want surprises. We want to know about all of it right at 8 o'clock when we start with all our partners at ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network when they start showing it. We want this thing to have a little something too. We want some soap opera tonight. Yep. We want some crazy trades up, trades down. Throw in a little Josh Rosen tonight, like the fifth quarterback in the draft, and see what happens there. We want you to not only have such a great first round tonight with some surprises. And
Friday night, too.
Find out. And then, hey, it's going to lead right into Friday and see what's going to happen with the second and third round. They've done a hell of a job, man, I got to tell you. And the Heisman Trophy winner could be the first overall pick. And he's a great story no matter what. 5'10", you know, too short in the old days, would have probably never been a first-round pick. But now in today's game, and he's so good, he's got a good arm, and what he did in his 1 year. And then everything else going on. It's just where the other quarterbacks go, which, by the way, if you whiff on them, good chance you get fired as a GM or whoever's making that decision down the road, not to put any pressure on anybody.
No pressure.
But it's just you look at the whole thing, you know, and the Raiders with their three picks, and how quickly will the quarterbacks go, and then this defensive line class, and find out how much everybody likes of these different guys, and the offensive tackles, who are always a sexy position, whether it's right tackle or left tackle. So, yeah, you've just got all this fun stuff. Find out if any of these teams that are in the bottom half of the draft are going to try to move up. And then you get in your favorite teams. And then let me give you another one. The big Broward party tonight with the four Bs. Does it happen? Boza, Bush, Brown, and Burns.
Wow. It's amazing because all three of those guys, I think, are going to be off the board before that 20th pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Three top 20 guys, potentially.
There's a lot of mock drafts that have Hollywood Brown in.
That's right. Him in there also. That's right.
And they're out of combination, I believe, South Broward and Chaminade Madonna, where he played before his long road getting to Oklahoma there. But, man, just a crazy, crazy night. Should be a fun night. We've got a couple of defensive backs expected to go in the second round from Dade and Broward County. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the whole thing. And then, of course, where do all the Miami Hurricane guys go? And it's always fun to see who the first guy that's going to get drafted for your school. It's always kind of fun for everybody to see. And defensive end, you know, whether it's going to be, I believe, I shouldn't say for sure, I think it's either going to be Joe Jackson or Gerald Willis.
I think it's going to be Willis.
Drafted, yeah. And see which guy. I saw some mock draft had Gerald Willis going in the fourth round.
That's crazy.
I said, man, that's a hell of a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
If you play the right system and you're not asking him to play a 3-4 and just stuff centers and guards, and you give him a little freedom, I think he's made for a four-man. You're going to play a four-man front. He could really, really play well. And I'm not a guy that works at Sun Sentinel doesn't think that, and we'll see. But, yeah, I'm curious to see the whole thing. And Gators, of course, got a big offensive tackle, could come off the board real fast. Florida State's got Burns up there who could be anywhere in the middle part or a little earlier, a little bit later in the draft as well. So, man, we just got so many really great stories for this draft to be really special, both locally and nationally for all the stories going on, starting right off the bat in Arizona, man, starting with Arizona to see what the hell they're going to do. Anyway, we got them coming in. Zach, give me a teaser real quickly. We had asked everybody on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022 to play general manager and predict the pick. Give us two names. What do you got?
Jeffrey Simmons, defensive tackle, Mississippi State. Drew Locke, quarterback, Missouri. That was one of them that came in. Horndog said, I predicted our Finns trading back twice and selecting in one of the last five picks of the first round, Dexter Lawrence or Jalen Ferguson. So he gave you two names there.
He's got Jalen Ferguson going in the first round.
Late, because he says you're going to be, Horndog says, two trade downs. And you're going to be picking in the last five picks of the first round. You're going to be picking between 26 or 27 and 32.
He went trading and just kept just getting knocked down.
One more trade and then another trade after that. Pick them all up. We already heard the trade down third round pick, trade pick for Rosen one. The mocks say we're going to pass at Haskins at 13 for a lineman. That's completely crazy. It'd be a huge mistake. I'm iffy about Locke. Hell no to Jones. He's Tannehill 2.0. No, Daniel Jones. One of the Clemson guys, Wilkins or Farrell, please give me them. A couple of texts saying Jones is Tannehill 2.0. Ed Oliver 13, please, 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 can we get him? So there's a couple good ones in here, but then how about this one? Odrick, Jordan, Harris, we thought they'd all be great ones to anchor our defense forever. Yeah, no, please pick a quarterback, a quarterback, a quarterback at 13. So they're iffy on the defensive line.
We just haven't picked a lot of quarterbacks to screw them up like we have defensive ends. But listen, right. At some point, you got to get a defensive end. Mm. You got to draft a defensive end, and it's okay for first-round picks to be good around here.
Yeah,
what'd
nice.
I tell you? We're 3-for-7?
Yeah.
Last seven drafts, 3-for-7 on first-round picks.
That's not very good. That's not very good. Not very good at all. Jonah Williams or Ed Oliver if we stay at 13. Yeah, that would be nice. I think Jonah Williams and Ed Oliver both be gone by 13, but if either one of them is there, that's not bad at all.
I think the Jonah Williams thing for me has to do a little bit with the whole Alabama thing, and he's been in the Saban system.
How much does that help a guy?
I think they're all helped by it because they have great respect. I used to hear Jeff Ireland say it, and Chris Greer says the same thing. They're like, damn, he just runs a different ship, man. I mean, he's got great players, so you want to go there because he got so many. But they just – and they're friendly. Who would ever thought? By the way, Helicopter Man would be real friendly and welcome everybody in to look at his players, which makes sense, by the way. You want him, right, to – more success he has, the more guys going to keep coming
in. That's right, recruiting.
Maybe it all does make a little bit of sense. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got Hollywood's headlines coming up. We'll jump in the 8 o'clock hour. Chris Landry, God, I love him. We had him last week. I said, damn, Chris, you're so good. We got to have you again, man. I just love all your stuff. Kim Bocamper will join us from Nashville coming up as well, so we'll have all that stuff. Radio.com.
It's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, guys, this didn't take long for Dwayne Wade's name to pop up in the TV free agency market here.
Yeah.
If you guys caught this story yesterday.
What's the latest on that?
So, according to the story here, ESPN and TNT are both courting Dwayne Wade right now. Of course, ESPN has that basically unwatchable program with Michelle Beadle and Paul Pierce. But it's kind of interesting because they talk about maybe putting Wade next to Paul Pierce. They think that would be a fun dynamic, although I don't necessarily see that working. There's also talk at the end of this article, which is really weird. Barkley says he's going to retire at 60. He's 56 right now. I don't know if I see Barkley retiring.
I don't know, but that's a long time.
Yeah.
56 to 60 to be talking. Hey, Dwayne, get ready. In 4 years, you're our guy.
Sure,
but then
sure.
They talk about Dwayne going in that seat, and it's like Dwayne and Barkley don't have a lot in common as far as the personality, right?
No. I don't see Dwayne Wade taking shots at people. Dwayne's from the very likable fraternity of the NBA superstars.
Can Shaq turn into that guy? If Barkley leaves the set,
nobody
right?
is going to
no,
do it like Barkley.
It's almost impossible to find a Barkley replacement.
There
Look
is
at
no
Paul
Barkley
Pierce
replacement.
Tries to come out and say things. He gets ripped.
Oh, God.
I don't like you. Charles is cool, but not you.
He's an idiot.
Well, Dwayne would be a good fit for the ESPN show. It films in L.A. He's obviously living out there in L.A. right now. So it seems like it would be a good fit for him. He's been used in the past on the ESPN coverage.
That's a great
the
question.
The
Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce taking a lot of shots at the Heat and been a I'm sure it's all past him, and, you know, the problem is they got to get rid of her. She's awful.
Well, she's rumored to be
She ain't going anywhere.
Well,
paying her $1 zillion.
She's got a big contract.
On that contract.
But they did say there's a few people as possible replacements for her because she is not sitting well with some of the top people over there.
Probably replace her with dead air.
That's true.
They owe her a lot of money, though.
They owe her way too much money.
I believe she's at $5 million a year.
That's
girl.
Why she's not on this morning show anymore, and she's just in other places, because there's too much money in those contracts.
Oh, she kind of went after saying she hates everything about the
NFL. And that's their biggest, you know, I'll never watch NFL again.
She better be really good on the NBA if you hate the NFL. That made everybody go, whoa, okay.
All right, we keep it in the NBA here. And, Joe, you warned us about this. The Warriors... Their path looking a little bit choppier right now as they
lost. Yeah, it's early in the playoffs,
man. Everyone's waking up early here this morning. They lost again at home. And they got to go to LA to play a game six now. This thing could head back for a seven.
This could have seven.
The Rockets are sitting waiting.
Oh, man.
What do you think, Joe?
I ain't feeling great right now. I ain't feeling great. We'll see what happens, but they don't look real motivated. I don't know. Something's missing with this. group. Their defense is awful.
Win in advance.
Quietly, while the NBA ratings for the first round are down about 30%, the NHL has put together a very interesting first round. And there was another Game 7 last night, which saw a 3-1 lead from the defending champion Capitals evaporate, and the Carolina Hurricanes won in overtime.
Wow.
4-3. Another wild game. We had that Golden Knights game the other night. That game was crazy. All four division winners in the NHL regular season are all knocked out of the playoffs.
It's crazy. By the way, how about Carolina moving on in the play? Right. Carolina. I think a lot of things with Carolina, from summer vacation to football.
You don't think hockey town?
I don't say hockey, but there they are.
Speaking of the Carolina Hurricanes, Tom Dundon and his AAF are still feeling the wrath of some of their former players. Kenneth Farrow went on Twitter yesterday, and he was upset and said, "Why are we getting medical bills mailed to us from minicamp lab work that were conducted by the teams? Any answers, Charlie Ebersol?"
Oof.
Boy, that's terrible.
This he is went a on dumpster
to say,
fire.
Yeah, pathetic. He went on to say, just trying to figure it out. No one has been very responsive via calls, emails, etc.
Talk to an attorney.
Who'd you call?
It's terrible, man. No, it's embarrassing. The whole thing's embarrassing. So now we're finding out some of the work on physicals before hasn't been. They were never paid.
Yep.
So they're going after these players.
It's incredible. It's incredible what happened.
This league has turned into a real piece of crap with everybody involved at the top. And by the way, that means Hall of Fame general managers to famous dads at NBC. You guys all look like a real piece of crap.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope they make this right. These guys don't need to be hit with medical bills here.
Wow.
After all they've been through.
You just want to get a second chance at how it's costing you money.
Yeah. Wow, that's so crazy. Who would have ever thought?
All right, very weird story from yesterday. There's been a lot of weird stuff around the Lakers throughout this brief offseason that they've had so far with Magic resigning and all that. But Rick Bucher went on Colin Cowherd yesterday and had some really weird stuff to say. He said that there were some emails that were exchanged between Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss about Magic and what Magic was and wasn't doing. They were critical emails. And he goes on to say somehow, some way, Jeannie Buss was CCing Magic Johnson on everything.
Oh, my God.
That's really...
Now, this
really...
is an unconfirmed story here. But Rick
this doesn't sound right, does it?
This sounds as dysfunctional as they
honestly,
are.
Unless you're trying to run somebody out and you're that vicious of a human being, no. Maybe she is.
But it happens all the time. Someone hits reply all instead of reply.
By accident.
I told you.
You never know.
You guys know I always tell you NBC story. I don't know. I don't want to say her name because she's no longer at NBC. But she was going back and forth and sending messages back and forth and said something about our fat news director.
Ooh, push reply all.
Ooh. And instead of hitting to that one person, apparently she got it.
Oh.
So she got sent in the office. That'd be a hard one. She was mad about something that happened about a meeting she had with. And instead of just saying I had a real bad meeting, she decided to take a shot.
Oh.
The news director at the time was a heavy woman.
Just the fact that you push reply all, you got to be careful. We had that happen here with our program director years ago.
She didn't last long, by the way, at the station.
I'm sure she did.
I'm not saying who she is, but she's now a star in Orlando. Anyway, what else?
It's a good tease right there.
It is for you. It might be people going,
liked
what
it.
Who are you talking about?
Someone just texted in, didn't Magic bring that GM in?
Yeah,
he did bring Pelinka.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Boy, did he turn on that guy real fast. Yeah,
but the dynamic there was really weird at the end. Like, Magic was saying that he loved Jeannie Buss like a sister and all that stuff. And, I mean, was she ripping him on emails?
I think she
sending
might have
him
been.
To him accidentally?
Oops.
By the way, she didn't get to the top of the family chain by accident. She's tough. Don't let that cute little face and, God, she seems so nice. You look at her and... She looked like she got a little, I didn't get here by accident. I will cut anybody's throat, including my brothers,
gotta
that gets
be,
around
right?
me.
Gotta be.
This is my damn team. I'm the most like dad. The rest of you, screw you.
I'm the most like dad. You're right.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, Magic got tail out of there.
He ran.
And he's still saying nice things, even though he did say there was some backstabbing going on.
Correct, sir, who just texted that name in. That is the name that Joe was talking about.
All right, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up, man. Pretend I never said that.
Yes. And correct to the next texter. That that was that guy's wife. Yes. Ex-wife. Yeah. Oh, they're coming in fast. Text machine's undefeated, man. I love the text machine.
I'm going to stop telling stories.
No, I like them. No, you don't have to give names
out. I didn't
out.
Mean to get you going. I had other stuff I could have gotten to.
No, it was good.
You
dug
yourself into this hole. We'll save it for tomorrow, though.
Yeah, no, I just think it happens in a workplace a lot where you think, I don't know how you do it. I don't usually just talk to people, but you guys have, everybody's had it happen. I have gone to text somebody and text the wrong person with stuff. Recently, I did something. I was going back and forth with my wife and said something about, I love you, and can't wait. And they're going, huh? I got back, huh?
Because well, everyone's name in your phone's Hollywood. That's the problem. We should probably fix that.
What the hell is that, Joe?
By the way, somebody texted in a little while ago, can you please drop the gas mask bong Nick Bosa video so we can get him at 13?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We need one
Hollywood,
of those
get ready. 7:48, drop that. We got it ready to go. Nick Bosa, 13. I'm ready. Kyle Murray, it's going to be Murray at 13. Drop the bong. All right, here we go. Radio.com.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.